On October 11, 1926, Mary Brown, a 15-year-old schoolgirl, risked her life trying to keep a man from murdering his 5-year-old son.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others.
The boy's father, a tailor in Woodstock, New Brunswick, was well known for raging and bullying, especially when drinking. Drunk that autumn evening, he sought out his wife who was at home with their 5-year-old son. After a short argument, the father suddenly snatched the boy away. Dragging him outside, he threw his son down and began slashing him with a razor. Brown was washing dishes in her parents' home nearby when she heard the mother screaming. Having played often with the boy, Brown also knew about his father's furious rages, and she immediately ran outside. Grabbing a bucket filled with 10 pounds of dirt, she approached the man from behind as he knelt over his son. Swinging the bucket, Brown clobbered him several times on the back, then kicked him until he slumped over and rolled away. His throat slit, the boy died within minutes. The man also cut his own throat, and he died 3 weeks later. Although uninjured during the incident, Brown suffered such emotional distress she couldn't attend school for nearly 2 years afterwards.
A Century of Heroes is made possible by MSA. Having a passion for safety for 90 years. For more on this hero and the fund, visit carnegiehero.org.
I'm Barbara Sieg Taylor.
And I'm David Baer.